Welcome back, everybody, to the MMA Zone. This is Mike Guzman along with Bernie McGurk. And once again, we want to give a special shout-out to all the listeners that joined us last week for our debut episode and, of course, this week, week two. And we're not holding back. We're bringing you, you know, some of the biggest names, including right now, legend himself, somebody that made the UFC as big and as popular and as legitimate as it's become. Mr. Forrest Griffin is with us right now. Forrest, how are you, man? What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm good. Thanks for the props there, Guns. What's happening, man?
Listen, you've really, you're one of the people that really put UFC on the map when you really think about it. And before we delve into all of this, we got a big fight in just a little bit. It's UFC Fight Night. You're going to have the Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez. Also, Cerrone's going to be facing Platinum Mike Perry, who talks a lot of game. When you were fighting and whatnot for us, there was a lot of talking going on there, but compare that to some of the fighters nowadays. Is it worse now, or is it more so now, or do you kind of just brush it off as, oh, some of these guys don't even know what they're doing?
It's just different. I think people did it successfully a while back, and then a lot of people think that's kind of what they need to do to kind of build a name, build themselves up, etc. For me, I never said a thing until like Tuesday. So, like, before, I never wanted to say anything because I figured, like, whatever I said might make them train harder or be mad at me, and I didn't want them to be mad at me until that week. And then I show up that week, and then I would start talking, and it's too late for them to train. They'd be as dumb as you'd have, you know?
I like that. Why piss them off more than you need to?
Yeah, I never wanted to give locker room motivation.
Now, do you think it would be different, though, with the social media? You know, it's so prevalent right now. Everyone's using it. Do you think that would have changed the game at all?
I think it has changed the game. It's definitely changed the game already, you know?
Oh, absolutely. And it's made... Yeah.
What's his name that's coming over to the UFC at 170 from Asia? What's his name? The wrestler...
Oh, Brett? It's Brett, what's his name? The one that they just traded with Demetrius? With Mighty Mouse?
Yeah. He's under our control. I love it. He's been, you know, it's hilarious. He's called everybody out at 170. It's amazing.
And it makes it enjoyable, especially as the sport continues to grow. But you look at yourself, Forrest. I mean, you've been able to, you know, you face some of the biggest names. You faced Tito multiple times, especially after that one loss. You came back and then beat his ass twice after that. You know what I mean? So you knew what was going on there. You faced Chael. You know, he's becoming a bigger name now with everything going on there. Silva, Rashad, Rampage. You've been able to do it all, man. Looking back, is there anything that you wish that you did more? Or, like, looking back, how would you sum up your career?
Dude, I would change everything, man. I did so many things dumb, you know, just training-wise, just life-wise. Yeah, I would change everything.
You
just called out a bunch of names. I give props to those guys, man. They're still going at it, you know. So I think in the end, it's a lot about how long you can keep your body together, keep your longevity in the sport, and stay passionate about it. Which, you know, those guys impressed me.
Now, was it, like, are you, like, depressed when you look back at it and wish you made things, or are you just, it is what it is type thing?
Well, so, I don't really look back at it, you know, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm more excited about what's to come 25 years in, you know?
Yeah.
There's always a fight. I remember, like, having to wait like a month for a fight. Now it's like there's always a fight around the corner. There's always something to watch. I do remember, like, oh man, when's the next fight? You know, I don't know how long you've been following the sport, but it used to be like 4 months before there'd be like a pay-per-view.
Right. And now it is crazy. And even tonight, later tonight, we got UFC Fight Night. Of course, last week we had UFC 230. So, I mean, and it's great, especially for the kids out there that can grow up and get into this sport.
And all of, I mean, you think about the new audience that's reached, the new level of talent, like the great fighters that are being exposed to the sport at a younger age. That's why it's, gotten so much better in such a short time. But I personally won't be happy until there's 52 fights a year.
Well, hopefully, I think we're well on the way there, right? We're definitely well on the way.
Yeah, I mean, we're close. They're like 42, so just 10 more fights, guys. Come on.
So even you yourself, I mean, you were on the first Ultimate Fighter. Even that has continued to grow. I think they're on like year 19 or at least season 19 of that. Did you think it was going to be as big as it was when you were first doing it?
I did, man. I'm a true believer, you know. I honestly thought, like, I found the sport myself and thought, this is amazing. And I remember a time when, you know, UFC actually brought me in to help recruit, contestants for the Ultimate Fighter in season 3. And I remember, you know, meeting Michael Bisping for the first time before he was ever on the show and being like, that guy's really good. Put him on the show, you know? And then, like, everybody was like, yeah, no kidding, Sherlock. Obviously, there were 60 guys who sucked and, like, 2 guys that were good. This is a great way to find talent, you know? This is just a talent mine.
And what do you think about, as we speak here with Forrest Griffin, one of the best in the MMA game, and specifically, obviously, UFC as well. He helped propel it to as big of a sport as it's become now, and definitely a game changer in the game and the sport itself. And let me throw out some names at you. I'm sure you've had to ask about or answer about Conor. I don't want to ask about Conor. That's fine. Everyone has their own opinion. But what do you think about someone I'm sure you're tired of that question, but what do you think about like a Brock Lesnar coming back in? Like, do you think like if you're out, you should be able to come back in?
I'm a Daniel Cormier fan, so I really want him to get that fight. You know, I think for him that's huge. That's his money fight. That's, you know, a good win over Brock Lesnar could be that career defining moment for what's already been an amazing career for Daniel Cormier.
And what about John Jones? I just did the press conference with him the other day. Do you think he should be given another chance?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, he did his time. I think they kind of attributed it to, you know, you do stupid things, bad things happen to you. But, you know, it's funny to think how great he could have been if he could have stayed in the sport the whole time. Think about
But
he can still... Even after making those mistakes, he can still come back, capitalize, get another two or 3 years in the sport at the highest level, and become one of the greatest again.
And one of the things that I've been dealing with or just speaking with different fighters about is the fact that weight cutting has brought a lot of issues, it seems in the last couple months, more so than ever before, or at least it's just getting more attention.
Yeah.
Do you think they need to do something about this to protect the fighters? Or also, like, the fans get frustrated when especially if there's a title on the line, and then they have to... Yeah, it's frustrating, you know?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, that's actually one of the things I do with UFC, and we are doing a lot about it. And so, as far as the all-time percentage of people miss weights is about 2.5%. Now it's 3.5%. It does seem more prevalent because, again, there's 42 fights a year as opposed to 20. So it happens more often, but percentage-wise, it's not that much of an uptick. I want to place a lot of blame on the fighters themselves. Don't walk around at a weight when you can't make a fight. Don't take fights on short. You know, if you don't walk around disciplined and you let yourself get out of shape, then you take the ability away from yourself to take those fights on short notice. Don't do it. You know, if you need 8 weeks to make weight, that's fat camp. That's not fight camp, you know? Have some discipline. You know, walk around close to the weight. Or say, look, you have to give me 4 months notice to take a fight because I don't walk around disciplined. And I really like to know you or something. I don't know.
No, that's so true, though, man. And good for you for calling them out, but just for stating it the way it is. We're speaking with Forrest Griffin here on the MMA Zone on ABC Radio, 7 to 8 p.m. now, each and every single Saturday. It's Gunn here, Mike Gunzelman, along with Bernard McGurk. And I guess one of the final questions before tonight's UFC fight night, it's going to be a great, great night. You've got the Korean Zombie versus Yair Rodriguez. That's going to be awesome. Cerrone is a badass. Platinum Perry talks so much, so that's going to be, they should be dueling it out for sure. But Forrest, I saw that you were with Shaq the other day.
I'm afraid it was. I was under Shaq. And he said he was 330 in that. He's lying. He's having 330.
Did you, first of all, it's funny. It's a great video. People need to go see it. But I saw him, he was on top of you. Was that like the heaviest person that's ever been on show? Like, it was funny, man. But I mean, he's a beast, dude. Oh, he's a huge person.
Well, all right. So this is, all right. Really, a refrigerator fell on me once, and it was much worse than that. He was heavier than the refrigerator. I kind of let him on top of me, and then I immediately regretted it. You know, the second he got on top of me, I felt like vomit come up into my throat. My only thought was, oh my God, I'm going to throw up on Shaquille O'Neal, like on camera. This is not going to help my reputation as a tough guy.
Funny.
I survived. I'm healthy.
But it was definitely great, man. And it was Shaq, and now Shaq loves you now, so you're set. You're all good now.
Yeah, he's great, actually. He's one of the coolest people I've ever met that's that famous. And you think about Shaq, like, every joke's about how big he is. That has to get old. I remember the Forrest Gump days where everybody called me Forrest Gump, and I remember how old that got. And now, Shaq is talking, you're so big. He's like, yeah, I get it, I'm big.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, tell me something I don't know, you know what I mean? So,
exactly,
that's funny.
Right?
Listen, how everything else going all right with you? You doing all right? Are you doing anything? You want to give a shout-out to anything, how people can, you know, keep in touch with you or follow you on the socials or just anything like that? Any camps or training that you're doing for anybody out there that you want to give a shout-out?
You could follow me on the social, but I'm pretty boring. I'm old and corporate now. I'm not that excited anymore.
Nah, you're still the man, baby. Come on now.
I'm making a conscious choice to try to be less exciting.
It's still deep down inside of you. You know what I mean? It's there. So we just got to bring it out sometimes.
No, I'm at the age where you want less excitement in life, not more. If you're having more excitement in life, it's going wrong. I'll just watch fights. That's all the excitement I'm in. I'm excited.
Awesome.
I'm excited about what people don't realize. Fights in Denver, you immediately gas. There's just no way to get ready for it. Something's wrong with the air in Denver. I don't know if it's altitude, whatever. But you get exhausted, and then your technique falls out the window, and that's when fights get crazy. So I'm excited to see that.
All right, well, we'll be seeing it in just a little bit here. It's Saturday night. It
all
is
right,
the
man.
MMA Zone with Guns. Forrest Griffin, thank you, man. Always a pleasure, and thank you so much. All right, let's keep in touch, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for joining Guns in the MMA Report.